Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Thursday night, Tyler Thigpen started at quarterback for the Miami Dolphins in their game against Chicago. It's only week 11 of a 17-week regular season, but thanks to injuries, poor performances, and a suspension, Thigpen became the 50th quarterback to start an NFL game this year. And that number will climb this weekend. Ron Jaworski was an NFL quarterback for 15 seasons. Today, he's an analyst featured on ESPN's Monday Night Football telecast, and he's also the co-author of The Games That Changed the Game, The Evolution of the NFL in Seven Sundays. Ron Jaworski, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, Bill, great to be with you. And thank goodness I'm not playing right now the way these quarterbacks are going down.
They are indeed. Dallas, Detroit, Oakland, Seattle, Tennessee, and Washington are among the teams that have started at least two quarterbacks. Can you remember a season with more quarterback controversies and injuries at that position?
You know, just off the top of my head, I really can't remember any that jump out. But you know, I can see why. I felt over the last couple of years there has been a dearth of quarterback talent in the National Football League, and it continues to decline. You know, you get guys that were out of football, as a Brian St. Pierre, who will start this weekend for the Carolina Panthers. Last week, he was Mr. Mom. He was at home.
Exactly.
And he gets a chance to start this week. So, you know, you see the quality of play has been deteriorating. I don't think the college ranks are developing young quarterbacks. So consequently, two things happen. Guys get hurt, which is always part of the game, and coaches tend to react quickly when they don't have a quarterback, and very few teams have consistent quarterbacks.
After Donovan McNabb was shipped to Washington, Kevin Cobb started in Philadelphia over Michael Vick. Since then, both men have missed time with injuries, but now Vick is the starter, and his performance Monday night was one of the best of 2010. So can we consider the matter settled in Philadelphia?
Well, I think if Michael Vick continues to play the way he played on Monday night and the way he's played for the most part, it was supposed to be Kevin Cobb to be the Eagles' long-term quarterback, but unfortunately for Kevin, he got injured against the Green Bay Packers in the first half of their opening game. Michael Vick got an opportunity to audition and played very well. But then he got hurt and Kevin Cobb came back, and actually in the four games that Kevin played, he was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week a couple times. So the Eagles right now, as we're talking about the dearth of talent, it looks like the Eagles have two outstanding quarterbacks on their team, one very young in Kevin Cobb and one really, you know, in the prime of his career in Michael Vick.
Despite the revolving door under center this year, there were 13 300-yard passing games last week. That was an NFL record. Does that sort of statistic have anything to do with the league's new policies regarding helmet-to-helmet hits?
I don't think so. I think it's based on a lot of the rule changes that have happened, the leniency of which the defensive backs can play. You know, you can't hit guys after 5 yards. In fact, you can't breathe on them after 5 yards, it seems. So you're getting these clean access routes by wide receivers and attacking safeties and attacking deep, and that's why, you know, you see these chunks of yards in the game. And it's funny, you opened the show talking about my book, and one of the things that I project are these kinds of numbers. You know, Norm Van Brocken's record of 554 yards in one single game, I believe, will be in jeopardy this year, and it might be in jeopardy Monday night when we're out in San Diego with Phillip Rivers and Kyle Orton slinging it around the field. So it is becoming a passing league. And maybe a statement that Andy Reid made to our production crew for the Eagles game last week. Andy Reid said, every play we run is a red zone play. We want to score on every play.
As you say, quarterbacks have always been an important part of the game of football. They get the ball first and often get a chance to decide what to do with it. But in the past 15 years or so, the position really seems to have taken on even greater significance. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think it takes on more significance because teams are throwing the ball more now. But I got to tell you, I have an office at NFL Films, And I sit there and I look at tape all week. And I also have access to some of the most incredible history of the game. And earlier this week, I was listening to an interview of Vince Lombardi. And he was talking about the quarterback position. You would think it was yesterday, the way he talked about the quarterback position, that of leadership, the hardest worker, the first guy in, the last guy out. And it was just like he was talking about today's quarterback. And this was an interview that NFL Films recorded with Vince Lombardi 53 years ago. So I don't think the position has changed at all.
Of course, the quarterback is also the guy most likely to be featured in People magazine in a given week. And that has some importance to the NFL, of course, the way it's marketed.
Like I said, the quarterback is normally the face of a football team, and he is the guy that touches the ball on every single play. And if he's not a guy that's not at the top of his game, the likelihood your team will lose is good.
We've talked about controversies. We've talked about injuries and quarterbacks coming and going. Tell us about some of the signal callers who have most impressed you this season.
Yeah, one guy that's really impressed me this year, and his team's not playing that great football right now, but it's been Kyle Orton. It's a Denver team that's not running the football very well, yet Kyle Orton's passing statistics and play action have been through the roof. And then I also get a guy that's kind of quietly doing his job, and that's David Garrard down in Jacksonville. He's not one of those flashy kind of guys, but if you look at him from a statistical profile and keeping his team in ball games, and now the Jacksonville Jaguars have a winning record, it certainly is David Garrard. But a guy that's also playing at a very high level is Phillip Rivers out in San Diego. He's on track to throw for over 5,000 yards and break Dan Marino's yardage record. And despite all the injuries that the San Diego Chargers have had, to their wide receiving core and their tight end Antonio Gates didn't play last week, Phillip Rivers is lighting it up and basically put the San Diego Chargers on his shoulder and carry the football team.
All right, Ron, before I let you go, we talked about Brian St. Pierre, who will be trying to make the transition from stay-at-home dad to starting quarterback. And I have to ask, it's only been a couple of decades since you retired. Are you expecting a call before the year's out?
If the Arena Football League called, I might be able to play, because I can still throw it about 40 or 50 yards.
Former NFL quarterback Ron Jaworski is a football analyst for ESPN. He's also the co-author of The Games That Changed the Game, The Evolution of the NFL in 7 Sundays. Ron, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Bill, it was my pleasure and a blast. Thank you.